Hey there, and welcome to episode 34 of the Power of Practice podcast. What to expect in an anxiety resolution program, part two.
Welcome to the Power of Practice podcast with Matthew Tweedy. Discover how to leverage the potential of your unconscious mind so you can create an abundant and empowered existence. Here's your host, Matthew Tweedy.
Hello and welcome back to the podcast. Now, this is part two in a series. So if you haven't listened to episode 33, go back and listen to that. And if you have, you're in the right place. We left off speaking about detailed personal history and the importance of that in a program, negative emotions and limiting beliefs, and how together I'd help you elicit them, start to connect some of those unconscious dots, but more than anything, be super clear on where it is we're headed and how we can together help you achieve that outcome of being anxiety free. Next step in the process, working together. And this is still part of detail history, but it is the tail end of that process. We start to turn the corner, shift gears, and move from all of the things that happened in your past. Now we're starting to look at your desired outcome. This is when you get to make your wish list, so to speak. And the question would be along the lines of, how will you know when the problem has totally disappeared? And this is when you get to really, as a client now, flesh out, make imagery of what it means to you to be free of the problem. Again, it sounds maybe a bit silly on the surface, but it's far from that, because everyone's particular destination is rather different. I mean, anxiety free, sure, but what does that mean to you? So we'll spend a bit of time together getting super clear on that. Where you are now, where you want to be, what you'll see, hear, and feel when you achieve the outcome, and also starting to think about how these changes will create flow-on effects in your life, the positive domino effects in your life. And it's rather vast when it comes to anxiety. This definitely speaks to some of the points that I started with in the previous episode, part one. Perhaps you can even take a moment or two to get in touch with that for yourself. If this is a problem you have indeed been struggling with, what will it look like when you get there? Just make it as compelling as possible. How will you know when you have your outcome anxiety free? What will you see when you get there? Just imagine yourself on a movie screen and make that as compelling and desirable as possible. What will you hear when you arrive at the destination? And what will you feel when you get there? That's right. Now, the interesting thing about goal setting is it's so important because your unconscious mind needs specific direction to make this kind of change. Without direction, without a destination, without precise coordinates, you get a lot of nothing. So by giving it clear direction, it can help you produce the change. And now with that direction, we're set to assist you to move towards the desired outcome. We'd also be working and looking at helping you leave equipped with tangible tools to use right away. I want you to leave the session feeling really equipped and capable with the knowledge that you are armed with a real tool or several tools to help you make this change. And so we'll spend a bit of time working through that and making sure you've not just got it, but you feel bulletproof with the tool to zap any anxiety and to, well, make it just fade away. Self-hypnotic tools, NLP tools are the type of tools that I'll be sharing with you. And depending on time, we may or may not also wrap up with a little bit of hypnotic work, just calming the body, mind, getting in touch with the breath, getting your unconscious mind on board. Again, assisting you with some of that imagery that you've created of your desired outcome and getting all systems online for you to now be super clear and fired up to make this transformation. Common questions that I get from people that are wondering, what's it all about? One question is, why would I want to clear fear? Well, fear and repressed fear, unresolved fear, is literally the fuel that keeps the fire of anxiety burning. When it comes to anxiety, it's a result of prolonged periods of stress or a traumatic event. Those traumatic events are what lock fear in the body. And your unconscious mind doesn't know the difference between the past, the present, and the future. Which is why when someone is triggered and all of a sudden they feel like the whole world's falling apart around them, it's because they're going back on some level in that moment. They're going back to that first time, that first fear response, and reliving it. And not just reliving it, but reliving it with all the other events of a similar nature attached and reignited. So why clear fear? Because when you clear fear, you remove everything that is unstable in the body mind that is actually the cause and that's driving the problem and keeping it alive. Another common question I get from prospective clients is, you know, what if I can't remember? And especially when it comes to regression work, what if I can't remember the first time I experienced the negative emotion, the first time I formed the limiting belief or that unwanted program of the mind? Congratulations, you're off the hook. You don't need to remember, not consciously. Your unconscious mind has the record. If it didn't have the record, there would simply be no problem. There'd be no record, there'd be no way for it to run. And if there's a problem, I have a very particular way of helping you get connected with the source of it to be able to release it. So you are off the hook, no stress there, no need to worry about remembering the first time you felt the emotion or the first time you formed said belief structure. Another question might be, what if it doesn't work? If you're willing to change, if you're willing to make a change, if you're willing to put in the work, then we can definitely make it work together. If you're not ready to change, this might not be for you just yet, but if you are, I know I can assist you to get where you need to go. Because the truth is, it's not a do-to process, like I said in the previous podcast. So even the thought of what if it doesn't work, it falls under the umbrella of something being done to you. If you know you're working with me, then there's no fear of what if it doesn't work, because if you choose to work together with me, follow the instructions, then we will work, and it's just a matter of us putting our heads together and deciding that we're going to create this change, and we certainly can. Another common question that comes up is, how do I know if it has worked? Well, we've got really cool ways of what we call testing in the industry. Testing is super cool because we are actually together in the room able to check. We've all got experiences in our past that, if unresolved, we can still feel negative emotion. For instance, I've worked with clients in the past and they might have, you know, a handful of events in mind. Like the last time I had that big panic attack in the bus, or when I was out hiking, or when I was on that long drive, or when I had to present in front of a group of people. Now, if you can think of something like that for yourself, this is what we would use for testing. Because right now, before you've made the change, as you think about the event, if you would, on some level, you can get in touch with those feelings. And once we've done the change work, once we've done the formal interventions together, you will no longer be able to get in touch with the feelings because you will have let them go. Super cool and super easy way to check where we are and to make sure we've achieved what we are aiming for. Another common question I get is, what if I do it wrong? Well, truth be told, there is no way to do it wrong. If we're working together and you're getting your outcome, if you're open and honest and willing to make a change and committed to the process, then you're doing it right. The only way you could be doing it wrong is maybe being conflicted about making the change or being there when you don't really want to be there. And if that was the case, probably not a great time to proceed. Might be something to schedule at a later date when you're totally ready to make the change now. So if you're ready and willing to follow instructions and play along, you will be doing it right. Now, at this stage in the process, and looking at the big picture, we've looked at what you want for an outcome. We've become very clear on what it is. We've set the destination, and well, now we can use all of that wonderful information that we've worked on consciously to deliver directly to your unconscious mind so it can give you all those things that you've planned on, that you've designed. As I often say, the conscious mind is the goal setter and the unconscious mind is the goal getter. It has to go and get, go and fetch what you ask it for. So we consciously work together to get clear on what you want, and then we give it to the goal getter, which is in charge of all of those things. Breathing, blinking, organ function, immune system function, regulating emotion, storehouse of all of your patterns of behavior, and many other things. It's the 95%. Giving that 95% that clear direction that it desires in the perfect state for receptiveness, which is that trance state, that hypnotic state. When we give it those directions, when it's in that receptive state, and it's just so easy for it to absorb it, to pick it up, and to run with it, and then easily and effectively give you what you want and make those things, all of the things that you want to achieve, natural, effortless, easy. So I trust some of these concepts hit home, make sense, and have cleared up a few questions. I'll move into the next steps and stages of what to expect in the process of an anxiety program in the next episode. And we'll start to look at and get a bit more clarity on formal interventions. And also touch a little bit on some of the educational aspects that will help you make the change, work for the conscious mind. Thanks for joining me. Like and subscribe, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all the places. And I look forward to catching you on the next one. Ciao for now, and keep growing and evolving.